There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, hey, welcome to the program. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Busy show lined up over the next 3 hours. Jonathan Von Tobel hanging on to his Celtics 66-1 NBA Finals ticket will join us. What is he expecting Game 2? Shane Knighty, former NHL player, now analyst, on the show talking some Stanley Cup playoffs. And Adam Chertoff wrote an outstanding story on shadiness between the old sportsbook and better relationship. And you're going to want to stick around for that later on today in the show. Well, what do we have here from last night, Paulie? The game completely flipped in the fourth quarter, and I would tell you that the series definitely shifted in that fourth quarter as well. Right now, this morning, Bet Rivers, Boston minus 175 to win this bad boy. And they were, we could probably spend 6 hours today talking about that game alone. But down by 15, 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, and you get up by 15 points. I mean, to flip it like that on the road in Game 1 at San Francisco, in San Francisco against the Warriors? Come on, man.
Historic, absolutely. A 48-18 run. They start 7 of 7 from 3 in the fourth quarter. Boy, it's one game. But to score 120 points and you run them out in the fourth quarter and Tatum doesn't score. Come on. And the other thing, yeah, I guess crunch time isn't a problem if you're not going to have a close game. And that was Boston's bugaboo much of the year. But that's not going to factor in if you blow people out. And they continue to be road warriors. They are 6-1 straight up in their last 7 road games. And this is in Milwaukee, Miami, and Golden State. And they hand the Warriors their first home loss of the playoffs. This isn't like Charlotte on a Tuesday in December.
Yep.
I mean, these are pivotal NBA Finals, Game 5, Game 6, Game 7 on the road, and they're winning them all.
I will say this. It was like, a 3-point game with under 5 minutes to play? And they just kept hitting every shot under the sun. Now, they had to hit those seven threes to begin the fourth quarter to get out to that big lead like that. And I will tell you some, you know, again, to talk about this game from every possible direction, the non-Steph minutes for the Warriors last night, it was a bloodbath.
Yeah.
They have to be able to sustain, you know, the lead or play well when he goes to the bench. And not, by the way, now he's probably going to have to play 40 minutes in these games, I would guess. But also, all things considered, the way Steph went off in the first quarter, 21 points, he was hitting everything from downtown. The Celtics were doing the drop coverage, leaving him and others open.
Yeah, bad job. But they fixed it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Tatum couldn't score to save his life. And the Celtics had a two-point lead? I mean, I thought going into halftime, they had to feel really, really good. And now the Warriors, they've been doing this forever. The third quarter Golden State betting trends have been just awesome. They did it again. But in that fourth quarter, they couldn't hit anything. And the Celtics just, it was everybody but Tatum.
Yeah. Yes. They also made the great adjustments on Curry after the first quarter. But he didn't get much help. And the moment was too big for Poole. Well, I thought Wiggins played well.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have Poole and Thompson out there defensively, that's cones. It's a disaster. Because Thompson isn't the same player since the major injury, and Poole can't defend. And something I texted you yesterday after the show, that maybe you could look over Draymond Green. This guy cannot shoot.
Oh,
I'm not breaking news, but they're going to leave him wide open in this series, and he's 2 of 12. He can't score.
They are going to say, go ahead, Draymond. Here's 20 feet to shoot the ball.
As they should. That's when you see the space they're giving Iguodala and Green, and all that room they're giving Green.
Steve Kerr has to have a sit down with him between the end of last night and the start of game two, and just say, look, they're going to do this to you, Draymond, and you're going to have to suck it up and not shoot. You can't do it. You're going to have to find something else to do. Drive to the rim, do something else, give the ball up. You are not allowed to take a three. If you take a three, I got to bench you. Say something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. Yeah, that was the largest fourth quarter point differential in a finals game all time. Boston plus 24.
Yep.
Jaylen Brown started the fourth quarter by either scoring or assisting on 20 of the first 23 Celtics points. You have that. You had the Al Horford game where he was just phenomenal. Derek White was a monster last night.
He was.
I thought Pritchard gave them some pretty good minutes in the game. So you had a bunch of guys that played really, really well, not named Tatum again. I got to keep bringing that up. And it was Steph Curry and Wiggins and who else? For the Warriors, I guess Otto Porter played well. That's another thing, too. Like, Porter was making everything to begin with.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're down by two at halftime.
Yep, yep. The other, it was bombs away, too. As you said, this could be with the threes. The prop was 13 threes each team. William Hill had combined at 25. They combined to hit 40 threes in what both teams did. But the old man, Al Horford, his prop was 10.5. He scored 26. White, 8.5. He had 21. Green was 8.5. He went 2 of 12. But nothing out of Tatum. 12. The other thing I mentioned, too, was the schedule was going to benefit Boston. They had 12. They played 12 games in 23 days with travel. And now you win and you get 3 days off. And then you get 3 days off again.
I thought it was huge.
Oh, this is big with the schedule now.
And we said this, I think it was probably on Monday/Tuesday, both days actually on the show. If they had to have a quick turnaround for the finals because they played late Sunday night, if they had to play Tuesday night, I would have absolutely loved Golden State in game one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because of the schedule, and that's pretty much the only reason why, when you would have factored it. But for the NBA to actually have that date set in advance, that it's going to be on Thursday night, June 2nd, and they're going to get a break there, that was huge for the team. Huge.
What do you think? The Warriors seem very confident, like no big deal.
I would be very concerned if I'm the Warriors.
Yes.
Now, it's not, again, keep in mind, it was 87-72 Golden State. 2 minutes to go, third quarter.
Yeah.
And nobody other than Curry, maybe throw in Wiggins, but nobody did anything, right? And the Celtics had to start 7-7 from three to cut that lead down and then to actually take the lead.
Yeah, you're supposed to win that game, though. You're 21-2 with your head coach. Your money in game ones.
Well, this team,
and Boston's coming off the back-to-back grueling seven-game series. And you had an easy time of it. The other thing, and we didn't spend enough time on this yesterday, I thought at least, was that Boston switches everything. And that's something Golden State struggles with and they're not used to. That's another big thing as well.
Well, they can't, the drop coverage is going to have to
change.
Well,
that was stupid. But
they can't do that again.
Well, they fixed it, though.
I know. I know.
But
that was a weird way to start the game, though.
Yeah, you can't leave them wide open.
No, God, no. What are we doing here?
Going under the screens and what they were doing. But, okay, you could look at it that way. But I'll look at it that it's a 48-18 run, 17 rip in the fourth quarter. They score 40 points in the fourth quarter, zero out of Tatum. Oh. Tatum puts up a stinker, 3 of 17, and you win by 12.
Well, again,
that's where I'm at.
Again, all of the numbers indicated that the Boston Celtics players individually guarding the three are very good. We pointed this out all day yesterday, and the eyeballs confirmed it again last night. Like, this is a very difficult matchup for Golden State.
Yeah.
It's tough,
yes,
because the Celtics they're one of the teams in the league that can actually defend how many, you know, really good players that the Warriors have on the perimeter. So this is, you're right, because Kerr, Draymond, others, like, no, this is no big deal. It's one game. Fine. Klay Thompson said it's the first to four. It's not the first to one, although he looked a little beaten down after the game. Mm-hmm. This is Steve Kerr after the game last night trying to explain what happened.
I'll give them credit. I mean, they made 21 threes. You know, they were moving the ball really well, and they had us on our heels. They made a good push, you know, to start the fourth, and they kept that momentum going. It's going to be tough, you know, to beat Boston if they're making 21 threes and they're getting, you know, a combined 11 from, you know, Horford and White. You know, those guys, give them credit. They knocked down every big shot in the fourth quarter. Boston was just played a brilliant quarter, and they came in and earned the win.
Again, Paul, how many of those threes were wide open?
Yeah, that's right. Some of them were contested, but we'll give them credit. They knocked down threes, yeah. The Horford, no one's even close to Horford.
Not even close. No.
Pritchard wide open. Go back and look, and I think it was Bob Valgaris who tweeted out a bunch of the screenshots, screen grabs, about the spacing. There's no one near these guys. Yeah. It's the NBA. They're going to knock those down. I was surprised with the Horford because he was 3 of 17 combined shooting in Game 6 and Game 7. Someone at Caesars put $1,000 on him to win the MVP before the series.
On who?
Horford, 100-1.
Jesus.
Yeah, right.
Well, I have him 200-1. I don't have $1,000 on him.
Yeah,
no.
Right. But that's a hell of a start as well. But I think, yeah, for Kerr to say that, well, what are you going to do? They knock down shots. Well, they're wide open. Well, what do you expect with some of these guys?
No.
Now, the White thing probably won't happen again. But if you're wide open, my God. But I'll tell you, and we'll do more on this coming up, is because bad as Tatum played, and if Boston now favored to win this series, this Finals MVP thing is getting juicy. With some big tickets.
I will tease it this way.
Yeah.
Like nothing on this planet really, truly offends me. I am offended this morning by the MVP numbers. I am offended by the market. It's an absolute joke, and the numbers are completely ridiculous. Now, that said, I don't know how I would actually come up with the numbers on my own. There's no chance. There's absolutely zero chance right now that the numbers in the MVP market should be where they're at. Give Tatum credit for having 13 assists. And the Warriors made it a point to really, like, double him and make it impossible for him in that game. But he's 3 of 17. Even the open shots he couldn't knock down last night. He missed everything.
Yeah. He was the only guy that had a double-double? Am I numbers right on that?
Nobody else did.
120 points for Boston, and he's the only guy who has a double-double with all those points? I mean, that's how kooky is that?
Yeah.
That makes no sense. And he was 2-1 to have a double-double.
How good was Robert Williams?
Yeah.
By the way, you could find like some serious plus money on 2 blocks, 3 blocks, or 4 blocks was an astronomical payoff last night on him.
Oh, yeah?
The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Up next, win some, lose some, and something to keep in mind when he starts at home moving forward. His numbers are incredible. Details on that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Good fun as always. Celtics 9-1 in play to come back. And they cash the ticket. The over 210 up to 214. No problem there. Celtics Warriors alt over 218.5, plus 170. Margin of victory. Boston to win between 11 and 15 points, 12-1.
Oh.
Curry to make the first shot, plus 575. Curry to have the most points, plus 175. Tatum double-double, 2-1. And again, Boston, 8 road wins. 6-1, their last 7 on the road. One shy of the postseason record.
Awesome.
Rest assured, they'll get another one. I'll tell you that. So, you know, Warriors have won 26 in a row. Straight series with a road win. Well, they have to keep that going.
By the way, Curry was plus 475 to hit the first three last night here.
It was that high on that?
I took a shot on that, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. And that right off the bat. No score. First period, Colorado-Edmonton, plus 750 at Bet Rivers. Oh, God. That day.
Can I tell you what carried me out last night?
Yeah.
And I tweeted this out. It was a five. It was a power play. It was right before the 5-on-3. I bet.
Oh yes.
Over a half a goal in the first period, -$2. I bet it again at -210 as soon as the 5-on-3 got there. How many chances could they possibly have?
Yep.
Right there, point blank range. Oilers, by the way, as well on the other side, and I can't get one stinking goal in the first period.
Yep. Shutout, 10-1. Francois, you got a backup goalie in there, and you know, no problem. Exact score, 55-1, 4-0 Colorado. You tweeted this too. Third period under, +250. You saw over 1.5 -$4.
-410 over 1.5.
Man, forget about it. Empty net, nothing. McDavid not to have a point.
Ah, there you go. 5-1.
Yep. That was 8:30 yesterday, as high as 8:30 yesterday at Bet Rivers. Came down a little bit. And again, the prop was 25 combined threes. They hit 40 in game one of the finals last night. They were 40 of 85 combined from three. And cash your tickets. It's over. The new odds are already up at William Hill. The Mets were shut out last night. The 13-run pool is over.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah. Mets shut out. It's over. Cash it.
Damn it.
Yep. Oh, God. Can you believe it?
I had the Guardians waiting for 13. That was it. I had them at 40-1.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams like that.
I didn't realize that. Well, now the new pool starts over today.
Yeah, the lines are already up.
Okay.
Yep. Yankees are the favorites. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast friends, Mike Palm, talked about this yesterday, the breaking news when he came on the air. Let's look at the footage. Here it is at the Golden Gate. I'm in there yesterday. I go, why is it roped off? Why is there security around this guy? There it is. $10 a push, Wheel of Fortune, $1.3 million. Now, I thought it just came down with the Wheel of Fortune three times. Did you see that? It says jackpot. No, I didn't know you could do this. He gets spin, and then gold spin. So if you see there, it triggers it on the top right. He's spinning, and it lands on jackpot.
It lands jackpot on the top.
Yeah, on the far right.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, of course it would come down wheel. No, he gets spin,
gold spin,
and then he spins and gets the jackpot.
Yeah,
and then he says no to the penthouse.
Who says no to the penthouse?
I'm good with where I'm at. I mean, that's the best deal going in Las Vegas. You can rent that out. It's got its own grill, outside grill, beautiful setup on the patio. It's got, I think, 6-7 TVs. Oh.
Whoa. Okay.
The penthouse is awesome.
Now,
there's a mirror on the wall if you're into that thing, if you got some entertainment over.
Oh, okay.
I've stayed there.
Yeah. All right. I played this game upstairs here at Circa. Funny, I never get the spins.
Nothing. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I get the spins from drinking so much because I don't get the spins.
There you go. Yeah. Well said. Very good. Yep. We sent this in. Follow the Money Army. Look at the big guy. Look at the big fella cooling off. It's too hot for me. Right in the fountains. Right in the water. Look at him. Oh, God. Look at God. He gets a workout with the knife and fork.
Yeah,
look
does.
At him.
Big fella.
I mean, what can he do? I mean, he is, yeah.
Did he walk down the stairs on his own? I need to know this kind of stuff.
Look at him.
That's a great photo.
He says, I can't take it anymore. I'm going right in. Too hot for me. This is also a sin in. They play cornhole in the backyard. Follow the money with the cornhole. There you go. Paulie and Mitch.
Oh, that, I mean, come on.
How creative is that?
We need to build those and make those available on VSiN.com.
Yep.
Not that anybody's going to buy them. I'll buy 100 to make it look good. But
get the mugs. We should have the Follow the Money mugs up here every day. I know Dustin mentioned that. Those things are awesome. Let's move product. Come on. Lose some. Nigel tweeted this out. They said, get a dog. It'll be fun, they said. Got to get a dog. And then look at that. Come right in between them. No room to maneuver where the dog comes right in. That's a new one. Usually the dog sleeps by your feet. I mean, here he comes right in, head on the pillow like a human.
Now, once the pillow, I wonder if the significant other here likes Nigel taking shots when she's passed out and nothing on.
Yeah, I know. That's, yeah.
Go ahead, Nigel. Tweet it out whenever you want.
Yeah, a Pearl Harbor job. Come on, Nigel. You're better than that. John Boy tweeted this out. They're doing this in Miami. Vanilla milkshakes with buffalo wings in it and celery. Oh, my God. No. No, thanks. No. Bad.
Who does that appeal to?
That's like, I don't know. It's like these people with the dunking the fries in the Frosties at Wendy's. It's like, that's an indictment of your fries. Bad beats. How did I lose this one? Highest scoring quarter. Warriors were $1.30. They just had to hold the Celtics under 38 in the fourth. Couldn't do it. Because Golden State had 38 in the third. Boston had 40 in the fourth.
Oh, boy.
You believe that? Brown over 24.5. You got hooked. Brown at 24. And the Padres at under. This Rodgers character.
Well, he was having a great year.
Ooh, another one. 4-1 in the ninth, I don't think he got an out. He blows it. 4-1 Padres in the ninth. The Brewers win 5-4. Padres in under becomes Brewers in over.
I mean, that's just a double whammy, and I'm paying attention to that game online when everything else is happening. I'm like, Oh, my God, this is going to go over, isn't it?
Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250MATCH. Learn more, BetRivers.com. Always email. Thanks for all the tweets, as always. Paul sent this in because we talked about the corporate spectacle, and it's not the same vibe as Rorikel to a Chase Center in San Francisco. These are resale tickets, people prepaid parking. They wanted, I hope it's for the series, resale tickets to park, $326, $62 service fee. But if you wanted to go in the Mercedes-Benz garage inside the Chase Center, $888.
I think it was for only last night's game.
You can't, $740 to park.
Paul, if you're listening again today, if you want to chime in again, fm@beeson.com, I think it was for one game. I think it was for last night. $800 more than that, actually, to park in the Mercedes-Benz garage at the Chase Center.
Oh, come on. Come on. That can't be.
I don't doubt it. Nothing surprises me up there.
Oh, yeah?
Nothing.
Oh, man.
After living there for a couple of years, and that's 10 years ago, the stories that you hear because of all the tech money, nothing surprises me.
Yeah?
How about this? Let's pop this up. You notice this. SN Stats on Twitter.
Yes.
Alex Manoah. Again, now he eventually allowed 3 runs last night, but it was all late. Keep this in mind when he's at home at Rogers Center. 7-0, a 1.94 ERA. The whip is sub .8. A 158 opponent batting average and 10 career starts at home. Blue Jays are 9-1 in those games. He is seriously in the mix for the AL Cy Young right now. Those are phenomenal numbers.
Yep. Has to be. Another win. Yep.
And you mentioned the Mets getting shut out. How about this tweet from Anthony DeComo? Francisco Lindor accidentally slammed his hotel room door on his finger. Sounds like he will be out of the Mets lineup going into the game last night. Our producer, Dustin, with a great point. Which person in the history of mankind has ever tried to slam their hotel room door? It closes on its own. You get out of the way. As soon as you walk in, you let go, and you can hear it 20 rooms down. Who tries to close their door?
Was it a room service fiasco?
I know. He's big Mets fan, tinfoil hat guy this morning. He smells some funny business here.
Uh-huh.
He doubts the story.
Jeff Kent, I fell off my car cleaning it, washing it, whatever he said.
Brandon Marshall slipped on a McDonald's wrapper.
Yeah, okay.
Fell into my entertainment system.
Tiger Woods. I passed out driving. My wife tried to help me. Really? Yeah. With a golf club smashing through the car?
Yeah. Weird. Never heard of that situation before.
Okay. I'm here for that.
I'm glad the finals did this, though, like you said, last night and now Sunday night again, and they bumped it up an hour. It's going to be 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. So,
well, but, season on the line Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And they're laying 4.5. There's your adjustment.
You do have to keep in mind, again, what you pointed out. It's been 26 consecutive playoff series where the Warriors have won a road game. So even if they're down 0-2, I'm going to have confidence of them winning one game in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I think if Boston takes game two, you think they're going to sweep them? I don't.
You don't?
No, I think it'll be... It could be tough to sweep this team. Wow. You had Warriors in 6 yesterday. You changed your opinion already?
Yeah, it doesn't let. That's cause for concern. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, most people thought Boston was the better team anyways, but the things that concern me might not come into play, like crunch time and turnovers. Yeah. Maybe they take care of the ball. Maybe they dominate down the stretch and it's not close.
Bet Rivers, your home for the French Open. Log in any day of the French Open to receive a 20% profit boost. Time's running out. You only have a couple of days left to bet this. And some great matchups coming up. Get your free profit boost today and every day at BetRivers.com or on the BetRivers app. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Up next, Game 2 preview. And again, I'm offended by the MVP odds for the Finals MVP. And a look at Game 2, huge one coming up tonight.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
The VSEN Summer Special is here. Only $39. You get everything VSEN has to offer from now until the end of July. The next few months are going to be filled with the best betting content in the business right here at VSEN.com. Subscribers will have access to all of it, including Adam Burke's Daily Major League Baseball Best Bets, Jonathan Von Tobel, for the rest of the NBA Finals and the same on the ice. Danny McNeil, plus NFL preseason coverage, premium articles covering golf, USC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools in a live video stream whenever you want it. The cost is only $39 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now at vsin.com/summer. The updated MVP market across the board. I could not wait. And again, I do honestly, if I had to set the numbers, I don't know how I would do this. But I would tell you that I would not make Jason Tatum plus 110 and the shortest shot on the board. He was 3 of 17 last night. Now, they probably don't want to overreact and say, here's 5-1 on Jason Tatum, because if he has a really good, you know, four-game stretch, he can still win it. But after what, you have to consider this again. That they're down 92-80 entering the fourth quarter. Tatum did not score in the final quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
It was all, if it's not for Horford, White, and Brown making shots, they get blown out. You really have to give the edge to Horford and Jaylen Brown as of right now moving forward, in my opinion. And it should be difficult to overcome in a seven-game series a 3-of-17 game from the floor. Now, Kobe Bryant did win the MVP, and I love Kobe. He won it going 6-of-24 from the floor in a Game 7 before against the Celtics many, many years ago. That's kind of ridiculous. But every single voter for the Finals MVP should have to be like Bart Simpson. You should have a chalkboard at home, and you should have to be forced to write on that chalkboard, I will not forget Jason Tatum went 3-of-17 from the floor in Game 1.
Mm-hmm.
You can't forget that.
Yeah, those can't be the odds.
No, can't be.
Because Boston has so many guys that can score. And everyone mentions, well, they want to give it to Curry, the legacy play. He's never done it before. And you don't think they want to give it to Al Horford? I mean, how great is this story?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy was, when he went to Philadelphia, it was over. He was buried on the bench. Part of it was a plan, but buried in OKC. Maybe that's a reason he's played so well, too, that the sitting him at OKC and rejuvenating what it's done. But just how much he struggled down the stretch in the last series. But for that guy to go off like that, and 101 to win the Finals MVP before that game, which, will he do it again? Unlikely. But if he's going to be wide open, again, these are pros.
Sure.
And how Golden State defended him. You're also offended by the great Draymond Green numbers.
Oh, my God. This is laughable.
Okay, but at least there's a path. Because they're going to leave him wide open. But he just can't. You're better off with me out there. He can't shoot.
Oh, he will have.
What happened? Dustin has said before during the break, what happened to this guy?
He used to be somewhat reliable.
The team that won 70 games, he could shoot. He could knock stuff down. Now it's Brick City, USA. And that's a good plan, though, about, okay, we'll leave you wide open. You're playing 4-on-5 on offense. Good luck.
Yeah.
Now, I know you can facilitate and help with the handoffs and wide open threes and get your teammates involved. But it's a 2-of-12, my God.
And look, I mean, he's going to have his moments in this series where he can maybe get to the rim because they're going to spread it all out and say, hey, there you go, and he might be able to get by the defender. But that's what he needs to do. Like, when Steph gets going like he is last night, you're surprised when he misses. For like 3 years now, I'm surprised when Draymond Green makes a three. He cannot take them at all. His number is like between 40 and 60 to 1. Draymond Green should be 1,000 to 1 this morning, easy. 2,000 to 1. That number is absurd. And the same thing with Tatum, plus 125? Outrageous today to have him as a shortest shot on the board.
The Green misses are ugly, too.
Oh, yes, they are.
They are way off.
Yep.
It's like, that has no shot.
Right? Bet Rivers has Jaylen Brown 9-1.
He played well.
I would say 9-1 on Brown is still juicy right now. Absolutely it is. Now, if the Warriors win the series, Steph pretty much put the stamp on it last night. Like, I'm going to go off and nobody else is going to help me. And also, I think maybe a big contributor to him would be, look, when I had to go on the bench, the team was awful last night.
Yeah, but they'll make adjustments. So Boston made adjustments too. I mean, he had 6 threes and 21 points in the first quarter. He hit 1 3 the rest of the game.
Yeah.
So Boston said, okay, guys, let's fix this. And they did.
Yeah.
They did a good job on him.
So what do you think of the Game 2 number this morning? It is Golden State -4.5 now, and the total is 215.5 at Bet Rivers.
Yeah, well, the season on the line is juiced into that, too. I mean, this is, you're not coming back. You lose the first two at home. That's not happening. So this is, it comes down to Golden State figures to show up, make the adjustments, and but that's the other thing, though, too. It's it's hard to go against Boston. They're better on the road than they are at home.
Very true.
And how they're going through this mass unit to beat Milwaukee and Miami and now Golden State, and they're one shy of the record now for most still time left. They could easily break this record for most road playoff wins.
Yeah, let me throw some updated numbers at you, Paulie. The series after four games, tied 2-2 is plus 120. Celtics to lead 3-1 is plus 140. How about the Warriors to come back and win the next three, 7-1, and the Celtics for a sweep right now, plus 750. And look, we've heard people on this network, Aaron Renning being one of them yesterday, who said he has the Celtics in six. He could absolutely see him winning this thing in five. And I think a guy like ER, who said that yesterday, professional sports bettor, he's feeling pretty damn good about his bets on the Celtics to win it overall.
How much is up on prop swap? When are we going to see some of these big tickets out there? They were 100, as high as 150-1 when they were under 500 near the midway point, and they started 18-21 and 500 at the actual All-Star break. So we'll see what Von Tobel's going to say coming up, but when are we going to see some of these big tickets? Who would have it? I mean, who would think? I mean, they gave up on them in Boston. We talked to Bob Ryan about that. Every day they were getting killed at local sports talk radio, blowing leads, under 500. Oh, boy, this isn't working out. We might have to trade one of these guys. They can't play together, Brown and Tatum. Perkins talked about that when we were at Foxwoods. Okay. And they just take off. Again, it's historic what they've done to go from under 500 to midway point to the NBA Finals. Doesn't happen.
Yep. So, again, Tatum last night, 3 of 17. He did have 13 assists. They're down 92-80 entering the fourth quarter. And, by the way, they closed that third quarter on a decent run to cut it from 15 down to where it was at. And Tatum told the media last night what the message was to the team entering that fourth quarter.
The message in the start of the fourth was just, you know, we've been here before. We know what it takes to overcome a deficit like that. Obviously, that's a great team. You know, it's not going to be easy. But just knowing that we've been in that situation before and we've gotten ourselves out of it. And we had a lot of time left, right? So, you know. It wasn't time to hang your head or be down. It's time to figure it out.
Awesome player. Had an off night. And I got to tell you again, I'd dock MVP votes for what he was wearing.
Yeah, that's an interesting outfit. Yep.
Yep.
That's too bad. Unfortunate.
Yep.
The
unfortunate.
First team to win on the road, Cash. Boston was minus 315.
Jeez.
That gets there. I thought Curry might get 50. The way he started, and then they had the other prop with someone score more than 39 points in a game.
Yep.
He got off to a hell of a start, but they made the adjustments. But that's there's I don't know. I'm surprised at the reaction by Gold. I hope Kerr isn't saying publicly or in the locker room what he's saying publicly about him. What are you gonna do? They hit 21 threes. They're wide open on most of them.
Yeah, they were.
Some are contested, but where's the defense?
Yep. How about this adjusted series spreads now? Celtics minus a game and a half is plus 105. Do they win this thing in five or six games? Is that where you're at this morning?
Well, Sunday's huge. Now, I expect the Warriors to win, but is it close? Is there a struggle?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does Boston have the okay mission accomplished? We got the split, which I don't think they will think, but then going for the kill shot. But that's
Celtics minus 2.5. So to win in a sweep or in five games, plus 260.
Yeah. It's an ultimate I told you so after the fact. They were the best team. Boston was the sharp side. They were the best team in the league since January. They have been. And Golden State wasn't really tested in the West. They avoided Phoenix. Phoenix vomited on themselves.
Yeah, they did.
Dallas had matchup issues. They weren't that good. Memphis wasn't ready. Two young injuries. And Denver only had one player. That's how you can play it and look at it, too, with that. I told you so. But
yep. Anybody want to go contrarian? Warriors bounce back. They win this thing in five or six games. Warriors minus a game and a half is plus $4. I don't think that's going to happen. I think if the Warriors win this series, this is going to go seven.
I'll agree with that.
I don't think they're winning four out of the next five games.
I actually have confidence in Wiggins. I don't know about Poole. It seemed like the stage was too big for Poole.
Mm.
Number one, he can't guard anybody.
Yep.
So, and then what I said earlier about Thompson's injury, when Thompson and Poole are out there together, it's matador defense.
It really is.
With two guys.
I will
and
say,
then
though.
You also have to worry. Now, Green can't score, so he's a liability offensively. And they did a pretty good job on Looney, although he did a good – he had some offensive rebounds early. But
I'm just going to say that Looney, to me, actually played well last night.
Yeah.
He had stretches in the game where it was like all Looney on the boards and no Celtics whatsoever. So if he can play like that and give him that every single game, okay, that would be huge for that team. Up next, today's Major League Baseball card. When you become the first player in the history of the New York Yankees to accomplish something this impressive, you're damn right people will take notice.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCast designed to tackle sports betting from a local perspective in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
Paulie, we do, as we talk about today's Major League Baseball card, we do need to spend a couple of minutes talking about the New York Yankees, as they did it again yesterday with a sweep at the hands of the Angels, and they took down Ohtani right away. They got to him immediately in that game. And Nasty Nestor, this is absolutely live and well with him, with the team, with Aaron Judge. Something special is cooking right now in the Bronx. And some of these tweets, Katie Sharp is an excellent follow on Twitter, covers the Yankees. This is the 10th time that a Yankee starter has pitched at least seven innings this season. That's second most in Major League Baseball behind the Padres. Look at this. Wasn't that the biggest question mark for the team leading into the season?
I had the season win total under. Yes. And he was the fifth starter going in. And Boone was, Tim Kirkshen told the story, I think, with us on the air. And Boone's like, well, you know, we got Nestor, our fifth guy. We'll be fine.
Sure.
And then the top five ERA.
Yep.
And, it's definitely cause for concern with the Angels, too. That's not, what, eight in a row?
Mm-hmm.
And they blow it in the eighth inning. Judge hits another home run, but it's some story, man. This pitching, night in, night out. And with that lineup, scary.
So consider this. And also keep in mind that the top of the Cy Young board for the American League, it is loaded. It is deep. There are some really good contenders 2 months into the season. But her second tweet pointed this out. Pitchers in Yankees history with 65-plus Ks and a 1.50 ERA or lower through his first 10 games of the season, Nestor Cortes Jr., end of list. I could not believe it when she tweeted that out yesterday. With this proud organization going back and how many awesome starting pitchers they've had for 100 years, he's the first pitcher ever to do this. I was floored when I saw that. So, yes, this is real. And, yes, he can win the American League Cy Young.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, other great contenders, Verlander, McClanahan, they certainly come to mind. There are others. And now I got to tell you again, Judge is also live to win the MVP.
Sure.
Otani got dinged again last night. I'm sorry, Otani's not having the season he was last year.
No, that's fair. I mean, with Judge hitting all these home runs and Otani not getting it done, at least from a pitching standpoint, too, I'm with you.
The Yankees right now to lead the league in regular season wins, +250. +250. Got to tie your money up for 4 months. I get that. But this is just, since that slow start when I think they were 7-6, it's completely flipped. Everything is going right for Cashman and Boone.
Yeah, tough division, though. I look at the Astros, considering, I mean, who's the second? Is it Texas now? I mean, who's the second? Who's going to challenge?
I'd
Texas
still go thing? Angels.
I probably would,
team.
Too, but now they've lost eight in a row. So you've all been on this Milwaukee thing about the injuries. That's going to be tough. The Dodgers are a freight train, but that's
a
tough division. Yes. You want to say maybe the Mets, who were, I think, 94.5, we said yesterday on air, but they have to survive this tough schedule, this West Coast road trip, and then they play Milwaukee when they come home, if they can survive with the injuries. But that's a good race, and that'll be a good bet, but I would lean Houston at this point because I think they're going to run away with that division, and they're up to $4 now to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
Nasty Nestor, yes. Cole, Gossman, Manoa, you ran down his numbers. They all should have to be ahead of Otani. Verlander, who's had one bad start. McClanahan goes today.
Yep.
He has sick numbers. So it's a good race.
I forgot about a bunch of guys on the list for sure. And there you see it right now. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Gossman has to be on there. Yeah, you're right. You mentioned a bunch of the other guys. It's a strong, strong list for sure. But he's got to be in the mix. And he is as of right now. And another thing, too, a betting tip when you're going against the Angels. Now, it did not work out this way against Otani because they got to him right away. But
yeah.
Taillon was so good. He had that perfect game going for a long time in that game. Betting against the Angels full game can be better than betting against them first five because of the bullpen. And they eventually scored one. That was scoreless in the eighth. They got one. But guess what happened in the bottom of the eighth?
Yep.
Bullpen gives up two right away. That's the ball game.
Yep. We mentioned that too. Big edge to the Yankees in the bullpen and how it's been an issue for the Angels all year long. They reposted the 13-run baseball pool. Yankees, Astros, Angels 14-1. Blue Jays, Dodgers, Mets 16. Brewers, Red Sox, Guardians, Cardinals 18. Mets cash last night being shut out.
Look at some of these
took
odds.
2 months.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the team with the first. Okay, all right. You can take some deep shots, though, on this board.
Yeah.
For the first of 13. It's so random. Anything can happen.
Yep. Do you think the Braves are going to make a run? Braves won again.
Well, hold on here. Because they're playing in Colorado right now. What is going to be the narrative on the Braves if they explode? They scored 13 yesterday. But if the bats pick up here this weekend in Colorado and they go nuts, are we going to say, well, it looks like they're fully back, or do we have to kind of temper expectations? Because keep in mind, it's happening potentially here at Coors.
No, the offense has been there. 6 against Miami, 7 against Arizona, 6 the other night, and then 13. I'm not saying they're going to catch the Mets, but I think they're going to take off now because of the schedule. Colorado, Oakland, Pittsburgh, Washington, Chicago. Then you get back into some tough teams after that. But a lot of winnable games coming up for the Braves here. And then once you get back in July, there's some Cincinnati's, Washington's, Arizona's on the schedule too. So we said, if not now, when? When is Atlanta going to turn this around? Because the same thing happened last year, but I think now the Braves are going to get hot here and start winning some games. The other thing, I mean, the Reds were easy. Ooh, the Reds, I mean, what is it? They're like 12-8 in their last 20.
I was very surprised with the movement on that game yesterday, right? Because the Reds are actually playing some pretty good baseball. The Nats are arguably the worst team in baseball right now.
And they're now 1-10 when a Don starts.
Right, so he's going on the mound. Yeah. That got as low as $1.25 for the Reds in that game.
No problem.
And that was pretty much over with early.
No problem there.
And do you want to come right back with Cincy again today?
Yes, I do. Yes.
They're a short favorite at home.
Yeah, minor against Gray. No bargain there. I want to oppose the Twins. Gonzalez is going, making his first start. I would like to go against the Twins. There are some good matchups and some big prices, though, with some other games. Burns against Musgrove. Ooh, how good is that game?
Remember,
the Padres have only lost one start so far for Musgrove. 8-1 when he's on the mound. McClanahan goes a $2 favorite, as I mentioned. Cole's 330. At home against the Tigers. The showdown in Los Angeles, game two, Dodgers and Mets. Bassett against Anderson. I think the Dodgers have won every Anderson start. He's $1.60, or at least personally. I'll look at it in a second. 4-0 or 5-0. He's 6-0, excuse me. And there was another. Yeah, I would like to go against the Twins, though. I mean, the Blue Jays, here we go now, right? 10 games over 500 this long winning streak. And it's Kikuchi who hasn't lost at home against Gonzalez.
And I owed that guy an apology. He's pitched quite well, or better than I thought coming into the season.
All these guys at home. Ridiculous.
Yep.
Sportsnet's been on it the whole time.
Yep. Let me throw you some numbers in this matchup today between the Padres and the Brewers in Milwaukee, because it is such a good pitching matchup with Musgrove and Burns. The total, Paulie, for the first three innings, 1.5.
Oh, my God. What?
First three.
Oh, first three.
Okay. 1.5.
Missed that.
+112 to the under.
Okay.
Do you want to go to battle here? They can each get through the line, top of the lineup once. It's 1-0 or scoreless, end of three.
He's had a couple of rough first innings, hasn't he? Burns?
Burns? I got to go back and double check that. First five total is 3.5, under -128. I'm sure there's going to be some threes out there by the end of the day.
God, that's hard to do, though. That's the old Skip Carey. Yeah, boot and a blast, and we're back in this one. I mean, that's... You make one mistake and you lose. You did that. Who was that? The game you bet? Pablo at Lopez and Gallen, wasn't it? You bet under three?
No, I did not bet under three in that game. I was afraid to do it.
Or no, that was Burns and Pablo. Whatever it was.
Yeah, it was Burns and Pablo,
gave
I believe.
Up a home run.
Quick one. Yep.
Gave up one mistake, one home run, and that was it.
How about the first seven between Padres and Brewers? Total is 4.5. Under is +114. Can that be a 2-2 game going to the eighth? I think yes. But again, it's also tricky because of what you just said. Could have an error, right? Hit by pitch. Oh, there's a three-run jack.
Yeah.
Although both of those guys are just so awesome with the control. Burns, just...
Should the Pirates be favored against Kelly and the Diamondbacks?
I looked at that matchup last night.
I know they just swept the Dodgers, but let's calm down here.
It's Kelly against Brubaker, correct?
He's batting practice.
I looked at that matchup last night. I'm like, I'm going to be interested to see the overnight number here on the Diamondbacks to see if Kelly's going to be worth a play. Yeah, that was that's surprising to me.
Yeah.
All right, the first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21+. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Up next, NBA betting analyst and VSiN host Jonathan Von Tobel is going to join the program. He is holding Boston 66-1 to win the NBA Finals. Is he getting creative now that they won Game 1? And his biggest takeaways from last night and how he is approaching Game 2. We'll ask him about all of that coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 town sportsbook. Must be 21 town sportsbook. Must be 21 town sportsbook.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.